This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 16th. God's word to you today is First Light. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 2, from the Message translation, and it says, "Get out of bed, Jerusalem. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen before you. The whole earth is wrapped in darkness, all people sunk in deep darkness. But God rises on you. His sunrise glory breaks over you. His sunrise glory breaks over you." What God has in mind for you and for us is to bring us into a new dawn. When God speaks to us, sometimes we do not expect it, but God has spoken anyway. When we align ourselves with what He has said, then we begin to see what God has said. The dawn is the break of light into the darkness that ushers in the day. The dawn is the first appearance of light in the day. Your coming into a new dawn means light is going to break into your day. We call it daybreak or daylight or first light. We are announcing it prophetically that the new dawn has come. And when the dawn comes, you get out of bed. The new dawn means it is time for action. When we were growing up, we used to do a lot of acting as a part of our playtime. Sometimes we had to pretend we were sleeping as part of the drama. All of us with one eye open, waiting for the person that has been designated to announce the dawn. As soon as the person mimics the sound of the cock crowing, "Kukuruku," we all jump up and swing into action. So we're announcing, "Kukuruku," to you, because the new dawn has come. Hallelujah. And when the dawn is announced, you have to get up, stand and shine, because your light has come. When your light comes, it is not time to sit down. It is time to get up. If you are going to be a great person in God, and if you are going to fulfill your destiny in God, you need to understand that after the prophetic comes the pragmatic. The word has come forth. Now you need to be pragmatic. You need to sit up, to analyze things and to seize your opportunities. Ephesians 5:16 says, "Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days." Basically, success is seizing opportunities. But you have to be able to see it, then sift it, before you can seize it. This is the process of taking opportunities. You have to see the opportunities, sift the opportunities, before you can seize the opportunities. It may appear simple, but it is not simplistic. You need to be able to see the opportunities, and therefore your light has come, because you need light to see. When light comes, you can see. In the name of Jesus, begin to see. Amen. It is only after you see the opportunities that you can sift it, sort it, and sieve. And then you can seize it. Over the next few days, we will be looking at five things about opportunity. In these five things, we will see seeing, sifting, and seizing at play. When the day comes, the first thing you need to do is get up. Let us pray. Father, I prophetically announce a new dawn. Kukuruku! Amen. Into every area of my life. I arise, I see, I sift, and I seize the opportunities you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.